There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Several major Jewish organizations have raised eyebrows at a recent annual FBI report, which reflects a significant decline in religious-based hate crimes. The Jewish Federations of North America notes that data used for the report was based on information received from 11,883 out of 18,812 law enforcement agencies across the country, which is an alarming difference not reflected in the FBI report. American Jewish Committee CEO Ted Deutsch says the report is a highly important federal government document, and such a lack of information fails to indicate the magnitude of the hate problem in the United States in order to be properly dealt with. In New York, the city's Museum of Jewish Heritage, a living memorial to the Holocaust, will be hosting an exhibition titled Survivors, Faces of Life After the Holocaust, featuring 75 photographs captured by renowned photographer Martin Schuller, who arranged this exhibition with the Yad Vashem World Holocaust Remembrance Center. The 75 photographs mark the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp and come with a film documenting the process of producing them, including biographies and quotations regarding the subjects. Schuller says he feels a close connection to the project, having grown up in Germany, and hopes that the pictures connect to the community of survivors in New York and encourages all New Yorkers to create a more tolerant and peaceful future. As the FIFA World Cup enters its final stages of the tournament, critics are showing a red card in both FIFA and Qatar's direction over anti-Semitic hate and bias activities witnessed during the event. Amongst numerous concerns and observations witnessed include a website selling tickets which targeted Jewish fans, banning open-air prayer gatherings, not catering for kosher food requirements, offensive stadium displays, and Israeli journalist intimidation. Major Jewish organizations are requesting FIFA to now adopt the IHRA working definition of anti-Semitism to help guide the organization when dealing with future anti-Semitic prejudice towards Jews and the Jewish state. FIFA is also being asked to eradicate double standards and look into offering Israel the opportunity to return to the Asian Football Confederation. And whilst Jewish football fans contend with a limited kosher food choice during the World Cup, Dubai is showing Qatar how it's done by opening up the first ever kosher supermarket in the Persian Gulf region. The supermarket comes about following a surge of Jewish visitors to the United Arab Emirates, also a demand for kosher, Jewish, and Israeli products. The United Arab Emirates Jewish community, led by Rabbi Levi Duchman, were instrumental in the store's establishment. And praising the opening of the supermarket, Rabbi Duchman acknowledged the growing ties between the Jewish and Emirates communities, saying that Jewish communities can now feel comfortable when shopping for quality kosher foods when celebrating Shabbat, holidays, private parties, and celebrations. And finally, on a lighter note, Adam Sandler is the recipient of the 24th Mark Twain Award for American Humor, considered one of the most prestigious awards in comedy. His movie credits include Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, and The Wedding Singer. And on the subject of song, he's played guitar on songs such as Lady Lunchland and recently produced this, just a sample, of a classic Hanukkah song highlighting his Jewish background.
Thanks very much. When I was a kid, this time of year always made me feel a little left out because in school there were so many Christmas songs and all us Jewish kids had was the song Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel. And so I wrote a brand new Hanukkah song for you Jewish kids to sing and I hope you like it. Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much funakah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. But when you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me.
We're looking forward to your next rendition, Mr. Sandler. Congratulations on your award. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.